I worry that the makeup of our zoning hearing board.
You're being recorded.
That the makeup of our zoning hearing board, a strong personality is important. In that particular role. And I don't know him, so I don't really know. But if he's gonna be zooming in, then maybe the answer is both, and let Andy be third string if there's a, you know, a serious deal. I also don't like the concept of them not having someone in person.
Right, we were okay the other night because it was a rather
innocuous ordeal.
Matter.
Yeah, is that, you think, why he zoomed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't answer that question. I know that when I came here, they wanted to know if I was going to sit up here. I said, no, I'm down here tonight. I'm on the township side. Your attorney will sit up there. And then they said, oh, he's coming by Zoom. So I tried to assist as much as I could with, you know, making sure people came up to the microphone and things like that.
To make sure he could hear everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it went okay.
Well, if it was a no
big
deal kind of thing,
if it's important. A huge hearing with a lot of...
I would think he would come then in
person. Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, he did when it was NDL's variance, right?
Yeah, I think he would come.
I don't know this guy from Adam. I mean, I've not met him. I just have heard...
I met him once.
Yeah, and I know that
Rob... I know his boss.
Rob sent me his endorsement, you know, which makes sense because he's doing business there.
Yeah, Donnie's the zoning, was, the, he's our zoning hearing board solicitor in Jefferson, and he's also in Lehman, I think. And, I think he's in Westfall also.
Oh, so he's taken over Bernthy's role in Westfall?
No, Bernthy's the township solicitor.
Oh, so he took over a zoning hearing board?
Donnie does zoning hearing boards.
Well, I sent it to their firm, and the answer I got back was from Sean.
Yeah. Donnie's starting to slow down a little bit. He doesn't want to do as much on the night work.
All right. Another matter, just so everybody's aware, I got everything together on the map.
Oh, great.
As far as the only thing I couldn't find was the 1,000 foot setback. I remember talking about it, but it's been since 1986.
Yeah.
It always was 1,000 square foot. I mean, 1,000 foot back.
1,000 foot back off of
the
six.
All those properties up on six were commercial.
Yeah.
Even the Martin subdivision, they were given the option to go residential or commercial, and they went commercial.
Well, I talked to our zoning officer, and he's looked at the map. And he said it looks to him to be the same map that was presented before, and that there's still people's parcels who are being changed, and that there should be a hearing before it's changed.
There's none being changed. They've all been changed already, the ones that we're putting on that map.
Did you provide Tony with all the minutes of the meetings?
No, I brought it with me tonight.
You brought it with you. Okay.
Now, let me take a look at it. See if I can answer his questions.
Yeah, because his concern was, I think, like the veterinarian clinic up there. That is commercial.
That's commercial.
They have it wrong on the map.
My son's is commercial.
Yep, your son's is commercial. All the way up around that bend is all commercial.
Yeah. I know he was concerned about that because that is a... Because on the map it was colored in wrong.
That's what one of the ones I'm getting straightened out.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be providing all that stuff to Tony today and then following back up with the county with that documentation as well?
Yeah. Me and Kevin already, except for Metzger, because that we did
That's
properly.
Very recent.
Yeah, no, yeah. Metzger I'm aware of.
And that was the only thing we didn't bring to the county. The rest of it we brought to the county, and then they sent us this map with all those questions, which is not even close to what me and Kevin told them had to be done.
Did anybody have a chance to see the map they sent today?
They sent it
for the website?
Oh, no.
Okay. I haven't.
I saw it. It was really small. I couldn't.
Couldn't blow it up?
Blow it up. So I couldn't really tell what was happening.
Okay. It should be very generic. I asked them, like, roads, you know, basic stuff, public areas like Gray Towers and Lily Pond, and just something we could put on the website. Looking at the website, at the draft that he has, does anybody have any comments that they, I mean, I know I copied you guys on six emails back and forth with them with minor changes.
I think I told you it looked good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
So the thing that grabbed me is when you go to the site, you can't tell where Milford Township is. And given that Milford Township, there's four Milford Townships in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
right? I mean, the URL is Milford Township Pike. But if you just Google and you come up with our website, you may not notice that it says Milford Township Pike in the URL. So I'd like to have a map there when it comes up. And
I would agree with that.
That's what I asked them to work on, which they turned around. You know, I only sent them that email over the weekend, and they turned it around today. So.
And they highlighted Pike?
I saw that I got something back, but, you know, I was at work all day, so I haven't seen the detail of that.
Okay.
That's why I asked if anybody else had a chance to really look at it.
I did, and I think they did like a...
They did two little pieces, one that shows where Pike County is.
And where Milford is in the county,
Milford Township.
So you can see in red, and I think you can see that it kind of zigzags a little bit.
Okay, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I may ask them to change the color. I don't think it needs to be red or blue. I think it should be green.
Orange, like our map.
Yeah, I don't think we have to go that far, but I don't think it should be a political color.
No.
Our map colors are what was in the office.
what color pencils we had on hand.
But I don't have any white pencils, so it's going to be pink.
I think, you know, if we could make it a neutral color, which should be, you know, 10 seconds for them to do. But I'm glad that they turned it around so fast. I just haven't had a chance to look at the detail of what they sent us yet. But he's otherwise ready to go. He's addressed every issue that I brought to his attention. Staff is saying middle of the week would be okay. It wouldn't be a bad time. Like, we wouldn't have wanted to do it in the middle of a meeting, you know, where they just have a meeting or are about to have a meeting. So middle of the week looks good to transfer everything over. And he's on board with all that. So, and he's still willing to make changes with swapping out some of the photographs. I did want to have some better photographs, but this isn't the best time of year to go take any photographs either. So Don let me use one of his from Lily Pond, which was he just said, go, you can pull any one of them you want off of the site, just have them put on the bottom that it was his photo. And he was cool with that. I would love for us to get a photo here to put on the wall of JFK visiting Gray Towers, but I haven't been able to find anybody who has a photo like that they could give up. Now, I asked for Gypsy Moth to be on the agenda.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did.
On the workshop.
You asked for Spongy Moth.
I'm sorry. Yes. Spongy Thank
moth.
You. I use the politically correct terminology, Spongy Moth. Thank you. I don't think she answered me today. I got something at home. Did everyone else get it as well, or just me? Okay, so
pretty
I got
much everything I got today quickly.
I've looked at everything. I don't remember.
No, I got it in the mail.
Oh.
Gray Towers is notifying people that they're going to be doing spraying, and they're providing a public comment period for folks to send in any questions, concerns, or comments that they have.
Yeah, I get that, because I got the mail.
Given the proximity of my house to Gray Towers, I might have been the only one of the three of us to get it.
You'll get sprayed.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured
you'll
I might
get
accidentally get sprayed,
no,
right?
No, it won't.
Well, my thought was a little different than that. My thought was, if they're going to spray, could we piggyback on their spraying efforts? Could we either find out who they have spraying and maybe contract with them, or they could do two birds with one stone? Could we, could we partner with them? And so I sent an email back saying, are there things, basic questions like, is it okay for your pets to be outside? Is it okay for you to be outside? When the spraying is done, because I think people will want to know. And also, would we possibly be able to get information or piggyback or partner with them?
It takes a lot of acres. It takes a lot of acres to get sprayed.
Right, which is why it's, something, although we kind of told some of the people in the various community associations that they would have to do it on their own, it might be possible if this was already being done and see how much it costs more. Initially, I thought maybe it's something that we could apply, for a beautification grant and do, but PMPB's window closed yesterday, and this is not an eligible item. It doesn't appear to be, although they have a kind of creative zone in their eligibility.
And it takes quite a group of acres to spray with a helicopter.
Well, there's a lot of people who are very concerned about, the spongy moth infestation being as bad as it was last year, and it's only going to be worse this year without a spray program. So I figured if we could find out more information and explore how much does it cost? I mean, are we talking $5,000? Are we talking $500? If they're already going to be spraying the general area. Some of those other questions, like, is it okay for you to be outside? Is it okay for your pets to be outside? How long after if it's not okay?
Yeah, I don't even know what they spray anymore.
They gave a description in the correspondence. They did give a description, and it's something that's naturally found in soil, from what it said.
Yeah, I used to spray seven.
I know.
That's good. Thousands of gallons of that. Thousands and thousands of gallons of seven. I work for Barley Tree Experts.
Yeah, I don't have it with me today. I can bring it to the next meeting, though, and maybe I'll have answers back from her by then.
I don't know.
But it is supposed to be something that naturally occurs in the soil.
We had someone spray our community last year because...
Right, you gave me a phone number.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it was now. But I think Mark Kirsten from Wallapalpac High School, or from the Wallapalpac Elementary School, arranged for it because he lives in our community.
Right, and I'm just thinking. If they're gonna spray
like
gray towers, they're
$200 each.
Spraying a huge portion of the township to begin with, really. Yeah. How much more would we be able to do anything that worked with them if they're already going to be spraying right, practically over our heads to begin with?
Yeah, we have 120 acres in our community, so it was $6,000. I think they charged us.
So it could be very expensive, and in that case, prohibitive.
It's not cheap.
No.
But even if we're going to get a host of people who are going to ask again, they're going to wait until they hear the crunch to ask.
Yeah, it did help.
If we can send that information out, and they could contact, and their community associations could contact the same individual who happens to be spraying, just getting the information about who's going to be spraying gray towers might be helpful to them.
Yeah. Yeah. So Hickory Hills might be interested. They got a property owner association.
President up there was one of the ones who was asking for information last year.
Greenwood Hills has somewhat of a property owners association.
That's how ours is. It's like
somewhat.
Somebody has to step up every year and do something.
Well, that's like Milford.
I think Ben
Milford
Hogan
Heights. I think also is like.
Yeah, I think Ben Hogan's basically in charge of one up in Greenwood. And Moon Valley. Yeah, I have no idea.
That's he's only sewage.
I thought Mary's husband.
Mary and her husband are still president of the association.
Right.
In Moon Valley.
Yeah.
Well, Shauna probably has better information on that because they're always contacting her to set up their meetings. Right when they hold
Moon
their
Valley, yeah.
When the property owners associations use our conference room. So if we get some information from great hours. Maybe we can push it out that way to the homeowners associations as well.
Yeah, I would send it to all three.
And I can post it in the Facebook community, because that's where people were messaging me last year, like, why isn't this happening? How do we get this to happen? And, you know, they were not thrilled with the responses that came back from
the county.
Yeah, from conservation and from DCNR.
We do it like every 3 or 4 years. We don't do it every year. We do it like every 3 or 4 years.
Well, it's probably not necessary if you know, but last year was really bad. So if it's not done this year, you know, it's likely to be even worse, because we certainly didn't have a lot of hard freeze.
I remember the first time we did it was when it was like, it was half the leaves were already off the trees when we sprayed.
And it's a little late at that point in time. Yeah, that's what I was hearing last year. Yeah. Like, you guys are asking now, and it's that ship is long sailed. It's too late. So they're talking about doing this. Let me think about the dates. It was in, I want to say it was in April.
Yeah, it's usually around middle of April they spray.
So they did have some proposal. I don't know why it's stuck in my head. It might have been the first week of May as well.
It's usually in that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the leaves are really starting to come out.
Right. So weather dependent and all of that, but I thought if we could get more information, you know, we could share that information, and then too, maybe 911 won't get a bunch of calls of people freaked out. I don't know how far they sent out the notices. I mean, my house is like,
even have them contact if they're interested, and if you get all the organizations interested, then maybe we can put something together, you know.
Yeah.
But that's why I asked to have that put on the agenda. I wasn't sure if...
And then, of course, it's going to come up how much, who pays what, you know, but...
Who pays what?
You'd have to go by acreage and what they charge.
All done by acreage.
Yep.
Because that's how the formula's figured out, too, what they're going to spray.
It might not be possible, you know. They might come back to us and say, all we can do is give you the name of our guy.
Hey, Mom, I'm in a meeting.
And you'll have to call yourself, you know.
It only takes one house in the middle of the same night.
Does it really?
Yep.
But I don't know. I mean, my neighborhood is possibly going to get done by accident. I'm like across the street.
Well, you're going to get some. You're not going to get a lot. Depends which way he comes in.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Well, I got to tell you, we'll be up one morning.
Oh, they're low.
Go rent one of those big fans from the hardware store and just put it out the other side of your property.
They come in low.
They do come in low.
So that will scare people a little bit.
It will.
If they're not prepared. Right, if they're not prepared. So.
Yeah, it was about 6:15 and I was like...
Yeah, they hit you early in the morning. Yeah.
It was like 6:15. I was up, but I was like, what the hell is swooping over my house?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I had a plane crash in my neighborhood 21 years ago, right behind my neighbor's house, and 5 people were killed. But I heard the plane. I was like, oh, not again.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. That's right behind my house.
That's where they hit got hung up in the tree there.
Yeah.
Okay,
but to no avail.
Yeah, the thing that I actually put on the agenda was formalizing fiscal control policies. Thank you for your email, but I was more looking for things like, we already have a policy of 2 signatures on every check, but we were presented with a signature cards to have a second staff person. And personally, I don't want to see us have 2 staff people signing the same check. Which it is a matter of setting policy, right? That policy wouldn't have needed to exist before, because we didn't have two staff people, right? So that now is about to become a moot point, for at least for a short term. But I think putting that policy into place, and even
won't hurt.
When I asked for fiscal control policies, written ones, and I know that we had looked at some written ones when I first came on the board. And I think the determination was we were already following all of those practices. But, you know, particularly when you have a new staff person, if they're not written down, it's very difficult for us to get that new staff person into into the fold of following them if they don't know what they are. So I really think we should do that. I think we should take things like that and put them in writing and put in writing. We do have a credit card, and so we had talked before about what the rules were for use of the credit card and for things like receipts to be provided. And how much a staff person could charge on the credit card without
a maximum amount.
Well, there's a lending limit, yeah. Right? But yeah, there was a typical amount after which a supervisor had to approve before the charge was made, or the roadmaster particularly. Usually what it gets used for is for the road department.
Yes, it does.
Buying parts particularly. Right. And so to ensure also that the office is provided with the receipt, which I know Amazon charges, for example. I said receipt, and I got feedback, well, there are no receipts. Well, there are order confirmations, which serve as receipts. So we need to make sure of that. I also would like to see us setting up policies so that when things are being or are being requested to be charged, our staff are aware of the budgetary place that particular line item is in at that point in time, so that we are better controlling whether or not we're within budget. Because, you know, to have that happening when we're not within budget is not appropriate, and we want to make sure that we have a good handle, a tight control over that, keep spending within budgeted amounts. So I think we should work on some written policy. I was more concerned with the two signatures not both being from staff and one that being from the board.
At least one supervisor must sign.
Right. But that, of course, is about to become a moot point, at least on a short-term basis. So we have some more time to make a written list, but I would like to see. So it's less about what the MPC says about what we can spend or where we can put our money, and more about good policy to prevent issues with employees or misunderstandings and budgetary fiscal restraint.
Who has access to the credit card?
Gary, you could answer that better then.
There's one in my name. I believe Sean has one in her name.
Mm-hmm. And do you keep it all the time, Gary?
No, it's in the garage, in the drawer, because right. I'm not here all the time when they need to order parts and stuff.
So when Tony says who has access, what you're really saying is the entire
access?
Road department has access.
No, basically Harvey's the only one.
Okay, so Harvey has access.
Harvey has access.
And Harvey has approval to use it without contacting Gary.
No, he normally calls me on just about
everything.
Unless it's something minor.
Yeah.
So what would you consider minor? I think we talked about $200 before. But and after that, all they have to do is call Gary and make sure he knows.
It's been that hurry.
So they can get a coffee and a donut?
Yeah, we go to make a bagel, coffee and donut would be a couple hundred bucks anymore.
Yeah.
If they're going to Dollar General to get water, not so much. They don't have to call Gary. But if they're going to order a $500 part.
Yeah, we discuss that unless it's an extreme emergency and he can't get me.
I'll put a little something,
Yeah.
Work out something.
Yeah,
you can't buy a part anymore for less than $500.
Tell me about it.
Basically.
Not so good.
I say with Napa, the price of parts in Napa is just absolutely scaring me anymore from what I used to see.
Right, yeah.
Just in the few years I've been here.
It's crazy increases, for sure.
It's scary.
Right. Well, I definitely think, and there have been a number of court cases across the Commonwealth that have made huge news where township employees, were doing things that were inappropriate. And I think it just, brings home the need for fiscal control policies.
I especially like the one where the woman was paying her PPL bill with a township credit card.
I think there was one township. First of all, we had a township within Pike County, right? Where I think the person is still cooling their heels in jail here. And there was one here in Pennsylvania where it was at like $800,000. The crazy creative mechanisms that this woman used And I think she had a co-conspirator as well, to be, you know, ordering things that appear like they were being delivered, and, you know, all kinds of things like that.
Kevin?
I just think it's really,
hey, everybody.
It's important. How are you, Kevin?
Good, thank you.
I think it's really important
yeah,
that we
should have that. Yeah. And,
right.
And there was a couple of things locally that happened in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I just, that's what I wanted to discuss. And okay. I know I brought this up once before, and at that time it was deemed as something that wasn't necessary.
I can search some things out and send them to all three supervisors to look at.
With a new employee, and again, now potentially another new employee, it's a good time to have the policies written down, because mm-hmm. those kind of standard practices can get lost in the sauce a little bit.
Yeah. Understood.
I have 57.
I do too. Isn't that a shame?
Welcome.
Hi, Lori.
Welcome, Lieutenant.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm Lori, by the way. You can just call me Lori. But I am the new station commander of Living Grove, and I wanted to go over some things with you today whenever.
Sure. It's my turn. We can bump Lori to the top
yeah, we'll
of the agenda.
Bump
you
up
the
top top.
You tell me when, I'll be here.
Your time is valuable to us, so.
Once we get the meeting open,
yeah.
We'll have a few quick things that I will bring.
Okay. Yeah, we do informal workshop between 6:30 and 7, and then at 7, the official public meeting. Yeah. Well, both are public meetings.
They're
but,
all public.
You know.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. So,
it's nice to see a lieutenant come down here. We haven't had one here in 10 years to come to visit us.
Happy to be here. Proud to serve.
It's been that long.
Well, it's,
who's
you know,
the last one to come later?
It's a unique position, so, and
yes, it
often
is.
A revolving door, but you have somebody who's living in the county and happy to be here, so whatever you need, I'm here.
Fantastic.
I don't know anybody left up there anymore. I used to know them all.
I don't either.
It is quite the revolving door, but we are getting a lot more people who are staying in the county, so that's nice to see. So the faces don't always change.
No, you had a bunch of real good ones there. When I was an officer, I worked with a lot of them.
Okay. We still have a lot of good ones.
Well, yeah. I just don't need them anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good thing.
I've only got to stop once.
That is a good thing.
I used to run into Kevin all the time.
That's an unfortunate thing for that particular purpose.
I'd rather run into him here than
yeah,
anywhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah, much better yeah. there. Yeah. You'd rather see him here than there. I have close enough.
Gary, are you planning to march?
No.
Abra, are you planning to march?
No.
Okay.
No. They'd have to put me on one of the floats.
The borough has invited us to march as elected officials to march in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, that was nice of them.
Yes. It's
yep, for me.
You know, I pretty much think after Valentine's Day, you're good for St. Patrick's Day all the way through the end of March.
All right, you're good to go.
As far as I'm concerned.
We're over the meeting. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.